Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 11 and 23 to 28. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. And when they opposed and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he left there and went to the house of a man named Titus Justus, a worshipper of God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, together with his entire household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you. For I have many in this city who are my people." And he stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. After spending some time there, he departed and went from one place to the next through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For a meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Jeffrey Cuttis, Trinity Lutheran Church, Colcamp, Missouri.
In the name of Jesus, the apostle was sent to Corinth, hence apostle, and so sent by Jesus. As was his custom, he found himself in the midst of Israel, even while in Corinth. Corinth was a long way from Jerusalem, but in Corinth there were Jews. We read that Paul first found Aquila and Priscilla, Jews who were driven from Rome by persecution. Paul worked with them in their task as tent makers and in proclaiming to them the Savior, Jesus. Paul also found himself in Israel while in Corinth as he reasoned with his genetic brethren in the synagogue. Paul was occupied with the word in the synagogue, and he had appointed task, namely to testify that the Christ was Jesus. Paul was preaching and teaching that according to the Hebrew scripture, what we know as the Old Testament, the long-promised Messiah, the first-promised seed of the woman, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, the Lord our righteousness, the Savior from sin and death, the Christ, the Anointed One, is this Jesus. And this Jesus was given as the one who was crucified for their salvation and raised for their glorification. This Jesus is the God in the flesh and with blood. The Israel in Corinth wasn't buying it, though. They rejected God's word, and in rejecting God's word, they rejected the word made of flesh and blood, their would-be Savior, this Messiah, Jesus. It is written, they opposed and reviled him. That's what sin is. That's what sin does. Even the sin in us and by us. Sin rejects the word and so rejects Jesus. Repent. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The gifts of repentance for sin and faith in Jesus are our only hope. Jesus is our only hope. What we need always, every day, is Jesus and his blood. Paul tries to bring Israel in Corinth to repentance. Paul shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. Wake up, repent." But they would not. So Paul took the gospel to the Gentiles there in Corinth. From the Old Testament word that Paul preached and taught, he might have brought to the attention of his brethren these words, pertinent for our own day, from Ezekiel 33. "And if he sees the sword coming upon the land, and blows on the trumpet, and warns the people, then he who hears the sound of the trumpet, and does not take warning, and a sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood will be on himself. But had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life." Since there were those in the synagogue in Corinth who had refused to repent, they would be responsible for their own sin, by their own blood, on their own head, which is in the end an eternal death. Dear friends in Christ, never let that be for you. Rather, let this Savior be for you, the Anointed One, the Christ, Jesus, come with his blood to wash you clean in your sin. He gives to you your baptismal garment that is washed clean in the blood of the Lamb and is your righteousness by his name. This Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, brings his word of life into your death, which is forgiveness for sin and faith to cling to the same Jesus. Let the one who has ears hear, receive, and live. This Jesus, who was crucified and risen for you, brings you his flesh and blood to feed you his salvation. Take, eat, take, drink, often. This Jesus is the one sent for you, to you in Corinth, in St. Louis, in Coal Camp, or wherever you may be, and that for your life, for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jeffrey Cuttis for today's meditation on God's Word.